So we're going to start, Mati, we're going to start on Daf, the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Tes. So we're on the Mishnah, the new Mishnah. So the Mishnah now is continuing to give us the details of the halachas regarding the Isser of bringing up korbanos or kachim outside the Beis HaMikdash. So echad kachim ksherim, whether the item that's being brought outside was a kosher korban, the echad kachim psulim, or whether they were pasul kachim, but Shahaya Psulim Akodesh, meaning that they became pasul after they were brought into the Azara. They had a time when they were kosher. So you have kosher animals, something that was kosher, something that was kosher and now is not kosher. Shahaya Psulim Akodesh, the Hikrivan Bechutz, and you were makriv them, you brought them up, you burnt them, you were makriv them outside the Beis HaMikdash. You're chayev Ashkatas Rishavir Beshogig, you're chayev Kareis, if you did it, b'mezid. Rashi says why? The Echad Kachim Psulim Shahaya Psulim Akodesh, they're pasul karbanos. So well, you're not supposed to be marked with them inside. So why would you be chayev if you were marked with them outside? So he says, "Hoel ubifnim im olu lo yerdil." Because since these items were once kosher, the psulim were kodesh, we learned earlier in the Masechta, if they would have gone onto mizbeach mistakenly or incorrectly, nevertheless the mizbeach grabs them; you don't take them off. So therefore, they still roi to the mizbeach. Miskabel bifnim karinen bay. They're still considered something that would be accepted on the inside. The chayav malayim b'chutz k'yolf b'gemara. We still be chayav if you brought him on the outside.
That's a psul that it broke the leg or something.
Yeah, like anything. Someone touched it. Tommy, anything. Hamale kezayis min ha'ola u'min ha'vimin ha'imurim. So what happens here is you take the other korban ola. Korban ola, two parts of the korban that get burnt. There's the meat and there's the fats. So what this person did is he took chatzi kezayis of the fats of the ola and chatzi kezayis of the meat, the bus of the Ola, and was ma'ala them outside. Those two combined, right? Hamal chazayis min ha'ola u min ha'imurim b'chutz chayev. Those two combined, Rashi says, chatzi zayis mizeh v'chatzi zayim zizeh, chayev, why? It's only chatzi zayis. We said the shear is a chazayis. He goes, no, it came to the Ola. Since everything is burnt on the Mizbeach, it's all considered one big thing, and they can combine to create a chazayis being hukrav outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Mishnah Brisa, then the Gemara quotes a Brisa, right? So the Mishnah has said that if you're makiv kachik sheirim or psulim outside the Azara, yechayev. So Tana Rabban, the Brisa says, the Pasuk said, ish is Beis Yisrael, asher ya'ale ola o zevach, al Pesach HaMoed lo yugenu, then you're kekaris. So the Gemara says, it says, asher ya'ale ola, ein li ela ola. I only know a korban ola. I would thought ola would mean generic. No, Gemara says, ola means specifically. You would have thought only a korban ola would be chayev if you were makriv it outside. Minayim l'rabos emurei asham, the emurei chatos, the emurei kachim kachim. How do you know to include if you were, again, with other korbanos, there's certain parts are supposed to be eaten. So if you burn those eaten parts outside the Beis HaMikdash, so that might not be a problem being mildly, you just pass it there because they're supposed to be inside into the Beis HaMikdash. But if there are other parts of those korbanos supposed to be burnt, those are the emurim. So how do I know if I burnt the emurim of the chatas, the emurim of the asham, the emurim of the kachay kachim? What kachay kachim? A kachay kachim, ola, asham, and chatas. So what's added by kachay kachim? Rashi says it's talking about the kibse atzeres. It's the sheep that come along, ashlamim, with the shtei lechem on Shavuos. So how do you know if emuri kachay kalim, the todah, the shalma yachid, how do you know if you were makriv the parts, the sacrificial parts that are supposed to go to Mizbeach, you mark them outside, you would be chayev. The Pasuk only says Ola. Therefore, Talmud Lomar is Zevach. No, it says Ola o Zevach. Zevach comes to include these other korbanos. Minayi and the Rabos, how do I know to include that you'd be chayev kareis if you did it b'mezid? Oh, I tried it away. How do you know that if you were Minayi and the Rabos, Hakomets, someone who takes the kmitza part of the Mincha of Yisrael, the Halavono, or the frankincense, or Lavona, the Haktores, that's a frankincense, the Haktores, or Minchas Kohanim, or the Korban Mincha of the Kohanim, or Mincha Ko Mashiach, the Minchas Ko Mashiach, or the Ko Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol brought the Mincha every day, once in the morning, once in the evening, the HaMenaseh, Shloshes Lugin Yayin, or someone pours out the wine libations, or three Lugin, Shlosh Lugin Mayim, or someone, must be on Sukkot, takes three Lugin Mavayim, that's supposed to be brought for the Simchas Beis Yoeva, right, Shlosh Lugin Mayim, how do I know if I do all that outside the Beis HaMikdash, I'm also Chayiv? Right, so Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, "Al Pesach o Moed lo yivieno." The end of the pasuk was, and he didn't bring it to the Pesach Moed lo yivieno. So Kol Haba le Pesach o Moed chayvim Allah b'chutz. Al Pesach Moed comes to include anything that's supposed to come inside the Olam Moed, it's supposed to come inside the Beis HaMikdash. If it's brought on the outside, you would be chayev. Okay. Rashi says a shloshos lugimayim. He says bedavka. He says bechag ka'amar, specifically on Sukkos. Umukdashim lechag, and they have to be designated to be used. Someone pours, turns on the tap and goes, takes water, pours it outside. Even on Sukkos, that's not going to be a problem. It has to be designated for the water. She'ein halos chutz noveges v'chulin. Because if something is not designated, it's chulin, there's no problem saying, oh, halos chutz. It's not the issue. Okay. The Braisa continues. V'ein li ela kachin sheirin. These are only, and now we know, kachin sheirin. Got to go back to our Mishnah mentioned. But that also psulim, if the psul happened once they were in the base of Midrash. Right, minayi l'rabos psulim, kigon halon, a korban, here's your list, a korban that the dam or the emurim passed the time of the hakrava. They're supposed to be put on the mizbeach today, it's now tomorrow, and I take that meat and I put it on the mizbeach outside. Minayin, right, how do I know to include minayin, kigon halon, v'hayotzi, a korban that went out where its boundaries, v'atame, or something like v'kitame, v'shen nishka chut l'zmano, the kohen had the wrong makshava, and he wanted to shecht it with the kavana that he would eat it or makrav it beyond its allotted time. Or chutzlim komo, we had the makshava that we eat it beyond its allotted space. V'shen kiblu psulim, or that psulim people accepted the blood. V'zarku as damo, or psulim through the blood. Right, like a czar or kohen balmum, v'hani tanin lamato shenatan lamala, or kabanos at the mitzvah was to throw the blood above the chutasikra and they threw it on the bottom, below the chutasikra, or the opposite, nitanin lamala shenatan lamato, supposed to be thrown above and you threw it below, v'hani tanin b'chutz, or kabanos at the mitzvah was take for that was to throw the blood on the outer mizbeach shenasanim b'fnim, you threw them on the inner mizbeach, or the opposite, v'hani tanin b'fnim was supposed to be thrown on the inner mizbeach v'shenasanim b'chutz, you threw the blood on the outer mizbeach, or a pesach v'achatos. Or you didn't have the right kavanah for the Pesach of the Chatas, which we know is a carbon puzzle, go way back 108 days with the first mission of the Masechta. Right? Pesach Chatas and Shalosh Shmah. Minayin, how do you know that if you're makrav any of these karbanos, like the Mishnah said, that you'd still be chayiv? Talmud Lomar, lo yivienu la asos. It didn't bring it la asos. Kol hamiskabel be Pesach Olam Moed, chayavim ala b'chutz. Anything that would be accepted in the Olam Moed, anything that a siyah would be accepted in the Olam Moed, then you are chayiv if you did it outside. So all these karbonos, yeah, in a chanami, they're puzzle. But like we said, the Rashi pointed out, if you would have brought them on the mizbeach, then you don't take them off. So there is an asiyah on them. There are miskabel on the inside. If you do it on the outside, you would be chayiv. Tamar Lomar Lassos, look at Rashi. Tamar Lomar Lassos. I'll put it. If you go back like 6-7 lines in the Gemara, it's right across Talmud Lomar Lassos. Mashma Haruuyim Lassos, they're roi to be have something done with them. Afilu eno roi lavo michutz lifnim. I don't know what the chutz. Afilu eno roiuyim leyasos it should be leyasos lifnim. Vahanami these two kevan dim olu lo yerdu. If they went up, they don't come down. Since there's something you could do with them, something that they could be done inside, even if it's wrong, but it would have gone up, it wouldn't come down, then it's still considered le'asos, and if you do it outside, you would be chayiv. Next. Mishnah said, Hamala kezayis min ha'ola. So you took a kezayis, you took a kezayis of the basar of the ola, chati kezayis of the basar of the ola, and a chati kezayis of the emurim of the ola, and you did that outside, that's mitzdarif. That combines, and you would be chayev. So Gemara says, Mr. Diuk, ola the emura in, that's the dafka, the ola, it's emurim and its basar combined, but shlamim the emurim lo. But the shlamim and the meat and the fats of the shlamim outside do not mitzdarev. So meaning, if I took a chatzik zayis of the bus of the shlomim, and a chatzik zayis of the emurim of the shlomim, and I burnt it outside, I'd be potter. Right. Because I only was makriv outside chatzik zayis of the emurim, because the bus I'm supposed to be eating. Right? Shlomim lo. Rashi says, ain't besarim mitzdarev im emureim l'kazayis halotz mechutz. Why? Mishum the bus of shlomim lav bar haktorahu. The bus of shlomim is not supposed to go on the mizbeach at all. This isn't something that's supposed to be brought in Pesach HaOmoed, so it can't combine. So Tanina Laha the Tana Rabbanan. So the Gemara says this din we already learned in the Brisa. It's a Tosefta. It says Ola ve'Emurea mitzdarfim lahalosan b'chutz. The Ola and the Emurim are they can combine to make a someone chayav for halal b'chutz, and they combine the chayav alemishum pigol. If I ate chatzik zayis of the basar ola pigol and chatzik zayis of the emurim, I would also be chayav for pigol. They combine. V'nosar, they also combine for nosar. Meaning, if I ate chatzik zayis of nosar basar of the ola, chatzik zayis of the emurim ola, then it would be there was nosar. I'd be chayav. V'tamei. So too, if I am tamei and I eat a chatzik zayis of the ola of meat and a chatzik zayis of the fats, then they combine. But the brisa of Tosefta is mashma again that dafka ba'ola is mitzdarif, but no korbanos or other korbanos like the shlamim are not combined. So the Gemara says, bishlama ha'alos ola dekolil in dekolil, sorry, bishlama ha'alos ola dekolil in bishlamim lo. I understand why, because we said this a few times. I understand why the combines by an ola and doesn't combine by shlamim legabe ha'alos bechutz. Because the ola is kule kolil, so everything is supposed to go under his beach, and the shlamim is not. Ella pigel v'noser, pigel noser v'tamei, my timer. Why would I not have a combination of pigel noser and tamei? Hatnan is a mishnah me'ilat says kol hapigulim mitstarfin, v'kol hanosarim mitstarfin. All pigels combines and all noser combines. So kasha pigel, kasha noser noser. This mishnah explicitly states that by shlamim. Pigel does combine, and Noser does combine, and the deed from our Tosefta is that they do not combine, it only combines Be'ola. So what's the difference between that, between the Tosefta that we brought down, and this Mishnah in Me'ila?
Well, because there's no Shira for Noser.
Sure there is, because
for Noser also?
Of course. Otherwise, why do you have a problem with being mitzaref by the Ola? Of course, there's a Shira, any Achila has a Shira of Kazayis. I mean, if you eat a chatzik zayis, it's a chatzik shir. It's still usher, but to get the punishment, you need to have the kazayis. So Gemara says, pigel a pigel o kasha, can be pigel, can be machshava pigel. So, well, before we get there, let's read this, let's see this Rashi a second. So my time, the Gemara asks, why when it came by shlamim, does it not combine? What's the question? Why are shlamim that are not combined by pigel noser? It should. Rashi says, "My time alone with starfi nami basar shlamim im emurav the pigel v'noser b'tami habein b'basar bein b'emurim shayich pigel v'noser b'tami." The whole reason why it didn't combine by halos b'chutz is because it didn't apply to the meat. But pigel noser b'tami applies to all parts of the carbon, both the fat, the meat, and the fats. Kidamir perak b'shamai the kol sheyesh lo matir, anything that has a matir, anything that needs to, like the blood is matir, it could be done. Bein la adam bein lezbeya chayavim leim shabigol. He will be chayav shabigol if there's a matir. Vahare hadam the dam of the shlamim matir is habaser la adam. They say emurim lezbeya. The blood is matir, the meat to be eaten by the person, and they emurim to come in lezbeya. So they both have a katz to pigol. V'tanan nami hasam dvarim she'en chayav mishum pigol kigon akomitz v'lavon v'ktara she'en lematirim el heimatzim matirim chaylev mishum noser v'mishum tamei. The koshkin he says also things that don't have a matir, they themselves are a matir. They may not be pigol for them, but they're definitely chayav for noser. So what's going on? So the Gemara says, no, I'll give you the answer. Kam bepigel, kam bemachshavas pigel. What's the difference? What does that mean? So again, read Rashi. Kam bepigel, kam bemachshavas pigel, first wide line. Hadikatani mitzdarfim. So the Mishnah in Mila that says that they are mitzdarif, that's beochel pigel ka'amar uleschai chattis. That's a nechanami. If I ate, a korban became pigel, and I ate chatzik azayis of the meat, the chatzik azayis of the fats, chaya for eating pigel, there's no question about that. Ava hadikatani ola in shlamim lo. When I said that they're not mitzdarf, that's from machshavas pigel. That's from at the initial stage when I'm having the machshava about pigel, which would be sheim shachat o zarak. If I shechted the animal or I threw the blood of the animal, al minas lahakir chatzis zayis basar ola the chatzis mais meimurim chutzis mano pigel. So if I shechted the ola and I had in mind, I'm going to be makriv a chatzis zayis of the meat and a chatzis zayis of the meimurim tomorrow. That combines, because they both go into Mizbeach. However, Aval B'Shlamim, Chishev Le'echol Ola Hakir Chayetz Bas Chayetz Mil, no Pigel. Why? She'ein Machsheves Achila B'Niktarim, Ve'ein Machsheves Haktara B'Ne'acholim. I say, as a Korban Shlamim, I'm going to eat Chatzik Zayis Basar, and I'm going to burn Chatzik Zayis of the Emurim tomorrow. That doesn't combine. Because I'm not having machshava on a full kazayas of something that would be usher. By ola it does combine, the machshava combines. By the shlamim it doesn't combine. But when it comes to action, when the korban itself became pigel, and it comes to eating, that does combine. Because then the whole korban became pigel. So that answers the question, the steer regarding pigel. What about nosar and nosar? right? The diuk we made from the Braisa was that only by Ola do the two parts, the Emurim and the Basar combine if they're Nosar by either Chatzik Zayis of this and Chatzik Zayis of that, by Shlomer it doesn't combine. And the Mishnah Me'ila indicates, says explicitly that there is combination when it comes to Nosar. He says, Kan b'Nosar, Kan b'sheni tosru ad shelo nizrak hadam. Okay, so what's that? Kan b'Nosar, the Mishnah that says that all that they combine, that's talking about Nosar. An animal was shechted to board on the Mizbeach, and it sat there over a lot of period of time. If I eat a chatzik azayis of the meat and a chatzik azayis of the fats, that combines because its whole thing is no sir. Where does it not combine? It's b'shen yisosu achal nizra kadam. What seems to happen here, it's I'm not sure, is that they lost the meat and the fats before they threw the blood. Somebody came, like in the barbershop, they swept it away. Somebody came and it's gone. It's gone. It was taken away, thrown out. It's gone. And they didn't throw the blood yet. But what's left over was a chatzik azayis of the basar and a chatzik azayis of the emurim. So I guess they started flaying it. Everything was taken away. Lo and behold, the only thing that's left is a chatzik azayis of the meat and a chatzik azayis of the emurim. So now I guess I can throw the blood. I guess you can throw the blood because there's meat left over. So the Tosefta is telling that the Ola, even in this case, the blood is thrown, and only by the Ola the blood is thrown, and you're chayiv on it if you ate it, no sir. If this meat was then left over, you're chayiv, no sir. But by Shlamim, if only chatzik azayis of each was left over, you don't throw the blood, and therefore there would be no sir. Why? Because this is going Umani Rabbi Shuhi. We had this machlokus a few days ago. This goes according to Rabbi Shua, who says, "Atayin Rabbi Shua Omer, Kol Azvachem Shabbat Torah, Nishtai Ben Kazayis Basar, Kazayis Chelev, Zorikas Adam, Chatzik Zayis Basar, Chatzik Chelev, Ein Zorikas Adam." He says, if there's no blood, if there's no meat, there's no blood. So here, there's no meat. There's only a Chatzik Zayis of meat that's supposed to be eaten, and a Chatzik Zayis of the Emurim, which is supposed to be burnt. So therefore, if that's what's left, and someone throws the blood, which is not supposed to, he didn't have any impact, because you're not supposed to throw the blood, because there's not enough meat left over. So therefore, if that item gets left over, it doesn't combine to create enough to create Noser. But by the Ola, since everything goes on the Mizbeach, there is a combination, so you could throw the blood. And that's where it's, again, so Umani, Rabbi Yeshua, he goes according to Shita Rabbi Yeshua, the Tanya Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, Kol Hazvachim Sheva Torah, all the Karbonos in the Torah, Shenishtayir Behen Kazayis Basar, if there's a Kazayis Basar of meat left over, the Kazayis Chelev, and there's a Kazayis of the Chelev, the fats, to be burnt on the Mizbeach, then Zorik Es Hadam. Then you can throw the blood, since there's enough of the carbon of a shear of an achila, kazayis of the basar for that person, and a kazayis of the chaylev for the mizbeach, then you can throw the blood. But if only chatzik zayis basar and chatzik zayis chaylev, and a zorik hadam, so half a kazayis of each, you don't throw the blood. However, ba'ola, when it comes to the ola, chatzik zayis basar, chatzik zayis chaylev, zorik hadam, then you could, that's enough to throw the blood. That will combine. Why? Mipnei shekula kol yil, Hashem, it all gets burnt, so it's all one big unit. Okay. Then the Mishnah brings the Gemara now just brings the, that was Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara just continues with the statement of Rabbi Yeshua. He says, Ubi de Mincha, when it comes to Korban Mincha, Afilu Kula Kayemes Lo Yisrak. Even if the entire Korban Mincha is left over, don't throw the blood. Or it says, Mincha Ma'avidite. We're talking about the blood when it comes to Korban Mincha. Korban Mincha is a flower Korban. Can't wait. Sechas Menachas, so we'll spend a lot of time on that. Talking about the flower Korban. So what blood are you talking about? So the Gemara says, no, Amar Papa, Minchas Nesachim Habayim Mezebach. They're talking about the mincha of the nesachim, which is like the wine that comes along with the karban. That if you lost the meat of the karban, don't throw the blood, even if the mincha stuff is left over. Once, because the mincha is not actually part of the karban. It's just a side thing that's brought along with the karban. So if you lose the main dish, don't throw it just for the appetizer, basically. Yeah, because you would have thought it's all a combination. Maybe you would have thought it's all one big combination. Rashi says, "Mincha nesachim other basar zeh mincha yemes lo yizrak hadam shvil to lav gufa dezvichei." Because that's not the main. That's not the main course. Okay. Next Mishnah.
So there is no zvichei.
No, there was a karban.
Yeah, but it was all.
There was a karban. Mm-hmm. You shechted it, and you got the blood. The karban's gone. The karban's gone, and all you got left is the mincha. So the Gemara says, even though the mincha, you would have thought the mincha is part of the karban, because it comes together, it brings together. No, The mincha is only the appetizer. You don't throw the blood for the appetizer. You only throw the blood for the main course. The main course isn't here. Don't throw the blood.
There's no blood to throw.
Yes, there is. It was a korban.
The disappeared,
the korban. Your blood's still there. You checked the korban. You accepted the blood. Now I have a cup full. I have a cup full of blood. The korban's missing. Don't throw the blood from the mincha.
Okay.
All right. The next mishnah. Right. The next. You're holding a cup of blood in your hand. The person who came to sweep it away didn't sweep away your hand. He swept away what's on the floor. The blood's in your hands. You're good to go. You have a cup of blood. The Mishnah now comes to explain other kachim that you're chayiv for if you bring them outside. And then it's going to bring a machlokas about what the shear, what the amount would be in order to be machayiv you. So hakometz v'halavona. So the kemitza part and the lavona, also that comes with the mincha. V'haktoris. And the ketoros that they would mock here every day in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, Rashi says, ketoros shebechol yom, pras shachris upras shbein arbaim. They would bring a pras, it's a large amount, in the morning, and a pras in the afternoon. Hu minchas kohanim, or the korban mincha of the kohanim, which is completely burnt. There's no other part of it, it's completely burnt. Minchas kohanim. Hu minchas kohen mashiach, the korban mincha of a kohen mashiach. Again, he also brings it every single day. Minchas nesachim, and the nesachim that come along with each korban. Shehikriv me'echel mehen kezayis v'chutz. If you were makriv a kezayis of any of these outside, right, you would be chayev. You're chayev. Rashi says, long Rashi here. Shehikdir kezayis mehen v'chutz chayev. Well, let's just, before we get to Rashi, Rabbi Yeshua poter ad she yakriv es kulan. Rabbi Yeshua says you'd be pater unless you brought the entire thing. Meaning, you don't need kezayis of the komets is enough. You have to bring the entire komets. A kezayis of the ketores is not enough. You have to bring the entire pras. You can't just bring just a kezayis. So look at Sukkot Rashi. Rashi says, "Hikdir kezayis me machutz chayev." Kasavar, Tanakama holds, "Kiksiv oso al hasholei v'chayev ve'ein ochayev al chasir ashir haktoriksiv v'hainu kezayis." All these things. Right, the right shear is to bring that full amount. But how'd you brought a kezayis? You would have been yotze. Right. So if you would be yotze with that kezayis, if you bring that outside, that makes you chayev. But Rabbi Elezer says, no. It says you're chayev if you bring oso. Oso is literally the entire thing. Only if you bring the entire thing outside. Rabbi Le- okay. Fine.
It's oso by what? By what?
It says by the korbanos that we learned out. Now, by that whole pasuk we darshaned earlier, that it applies to, that pasuk applies to everything. It says the pasuk omed lo yavienu la asos oso la Hashem. The pasuk was by Ola, and now we have the drashas in the beginning of the Gemara that applies to everything else.
So why by carbon you have
the kzayis
that by
the Torah? So Rashi continues. Right. He says Rabbi Lezer nami mitlopli gareisha gabi Ola. Right, hachanami darish le oso ashir akhtar terabadon umi Ola delo mitzli b'chisaron. The whole achsma bedam tuli kaparos lechayiv kezayis, because he says with a carbon, the whole essence is the blood, right? The whole essence is the blood. So with the blood, therefore, that's the essence of the carbon. So kezayis bimala kezayis outside would be enough to make you chayiv. Okay. Aval bahani polig, which Rashi says, bahani polig the kasavar komets kulya haynu shirak taroso af bifnim da mifsal b'chisaron v'chein kulam shekulam atirim him. Whole difference is that these are the matir. That's the carbon. These are the matir, so it makes a difference. That's where Rashi makes the distinction. Okay. Then the Mishnah continues. The kulan, all these that we just listed, shehikriv von bifnim. If you makriv all of it inside, but v'shir mehen kezayis v'kriv b'chutz, but you left over a kezayis and you will makriv that outside, then chayev. Even then, Rabbi Elazar would agree that the kezayis is enough to make you chayev outside, because that's all that's left. That becomes the complete part of the korban. He requires you to bring the complete korban outside. This is complete because everything was burnt inside. The kulan shechasru kolshehu. Let's say all of these, I guess inside was missing something. The krivu bachutz putter. Then you were makriv it outside. It's putter. Everyone agree. Even the chum would agree, because now what happens is I have the shear of the komets. And somehow I'm missing it, right? And then I'm makriv the rest of it outside. Well, what were you makriv? You weren't makriv something that was right to go inside, because it was missing. So therefore they would agree that you would be pater. The last thing it says, I'm not going to be sure what the chiddush of this is. It says, See, here we have the gears of Hamakrib, and Rashi says Hamala. That might make sense. Here it says Hamakrib Kachim Veimur Mechutz Chayev. If you Makrib Kachim and the fats together outside, you Chayev. I guess that makes sense.
You say that right?
Right, that's why I said I'm not sure what this is coming to add. Why would you go by Rov? You have a Shear or Kazayas. Who cares? I don't understand the question.
Because most of it brought inside and only the Kazayas. So you could say 95% was brought in.
But then you said, but you weren't Makar the Shear. The Shear is to be Makar the whole thing.
No.
It's not the Shear. All right. Tana Rabbanan. Okay. Now there's a Bryce, so again, here's a Bryce about bringing Ketores outside. So Tana Rabbanan. Hamakdir kazayis b'chutz. Someone was makdir a kazayis of the ketores outside. Again, the shear of the ketores inside is pras, which contains many more kazayisim, or more than one kazayis. So here you were makdir of a kazayis, which is less than the shear of the ketores outside. You would be chayiv. You're chayiv. Because, let me say this again. So Tana Rabbanan. Hamakdir kazayis b'chutz chayiv. I guess that's a shear. Okay, so yeah, if you're makriv kazayis b'chutz, you're chayiv. But if you were makriv chatzi pras b'fnim, putter. If you only did half of the shear inside, you're putter. So what does that mean? Chatzi kazayis b'fnim, putter. What chatzi pras b'fnim, putter? Wasn't putter from what? What did that mean? Kasal kataitach, my putter. You thought, what does putter mean? Putter zar. I mean, it's clearly not talking about doing something outside because you did it inside. What you did is you did half of what you required inside. It says putter. So the first half meaning was man putter, putter zar, meaning if a non-kohen or the person not kosher to do it does a chatzi pras of ketores, he would be putter because for misa, because he didn't do a vodo. So the Gemara says, am I? Why would he be putter? He already has a kazayas in there, haktorahi. He's being makir or something of kazayas. He would. It has substance to it. Why would he be putter? So Amar Bezira, Amar Chizda, Amar Rav Yirmi, Bar Abba, Amar Rav, my putter mitzibur. What does that mean, putter? The kavod it means if you only makriv chatzi pras, that would be yotze the chov. Even though the shear is supposed to be a full pras, if the kohen was matzi chatzi pras, since the chatzi pras already contains a kazayas, and we know kazayas is a good shear because you'd be chayav for it outside, so if you makriv the chatzi pras inside, you're yotze. So putter there means that you would be yotze. More.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's more. It's more. That's it.
That's making sense because every shear is dependent on what that thing is.
I hear you. But the Gemara then said, but the Gemara is saying that since it has chashivas that if you were mocking of it outside.
It's not the case. The case is what the shear is of that item.
Not.
Not.
Right? Right, Rashi says, my putter tzibur, the yotzi dechovasan, that you were yotze, the kazayas havi akhtara. He's supposed to be makdir, the full shear, the lechatilah shear is to be the pras. But b'dievin, if you did a kazayas, you were yotze.
Makes sense to you?
I hear. It's a different language.
That makes sense to you?
What?
That makes sense to you?
Yeah. You're supposed to throw four zrikos. Well, you're supposed to do four zrikos of the korban chatas. You did one. You were yotze.
Something has the thing is a kibetza. You have a kazayas. Kazayas is a good shear, so let's do it with kazayas.
No, but that's to hear the Gemara is telling you that the real shear the chatfili is supposed to do a pras, but the heavy kazayas yotze. The shear is a kazayas.
That's the same thing.
That's the same idea. You're supposed to throw four times on the mizbeach. You threw one. You're yotze.
The shear is not the shear is a small shear. It's the better way to doing the larger shear.
Yeah, that's what the Gemara seems to be saying.
That's fine.
Okay. So I'm in Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira says, wait a second. Ikashali, if I'm going to have a kasha on this brisa, hakashali, this is what's going to be a problem for me for the brisa. Hada amar Rav Allah. What's bothering me is what Rav says about this brisa. Right? Hada amar Rav Allah beha, because he says, beha, if you were makdir bifnim, less than a pras, that your yotze, afilu Rabbi Lezer moda. Even Rabbi Lezer would agree. But that's a problem. The ha Rabbi Lezer, la faktari hi kamar. Rabbi Lezer says that if you're mala outside, less than the entire pras, you're not chayev. So he holds like you were saying, Mati. He says that the shear is a pras. If the shear, how do I know the Divrei Lesser says the shear is a pras? Because you're only bichayev for male bechutz if you brought the entire pras. So how in the world can Rabbi Lesser agree that if you bring chatzi pras inside, you're yotze? That's not the shear. Maybe. Mara's going to give three different answers. See if we get to all three today. There's going to be three different answers. Let's see what Rashi says. Bahafi Rabbi Lezer Moda. It's the last short, medium line in the Rashi. The Afa Gav, the Palibi Masdisin Abachutz, even though in the Mishnah he argues about bringing it outside, Modahu Lahai Tana, he still agrees to this Tana, Bahai Sefer, the Patr Tzibur. The Kashli Allah, Amai Moda. Why would he be Moda? The Ha Rabbi Lezer Lafakari Kamar, Bin Patr Lebachutz. It's nothing according to Rabbi Lezer. So Amar Rabbah. Rabbi says, no, got to listen about different ketoros. That's not the right word. Different ketoros. Michael Oppenheimer had my head. So he said, Amar Rabba, behaktara dehechal. When we're talking about the haktara that's in the hechal, that's on the outer part of the base, it's in the Kodesh, the haktara in the hechal, kule amalo plili. No one argues. Everyone agrees that the tzivor is yotze by kezayis. Because there's no shear mentioned by the in the Torah of what the shear of the ketoros should be, right? So everyone's going to agree about the ketoros that's brought, I guess, on a daily basis. That's not what Rabbi Lezer was talking about. Ki pligi b'haktaros tibifnim. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about the haktaros of the ketoros that takes place on Yom Kippur, where the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Mar, Rabbi Lezer, who says that if you bring that ketoros, if you bring less than a pras, less than the full amount outside, only kezayis, he says that you're a potter. He says, Savar melo chofnov. Right, the pasuk says by the Torah, it says, what's the shear? Melo chofnov. Well, melo chofnov is more than he brought outside. So melo chofnov is dafka. So therefore, according to Rabbi Lezer, if I brought outside less than a melo chofnov, I wouldn't be chayiv. And if I was makriv less than a melo chofnov inside, I wouldn't be yotze. But according to the Chachamim, Mar Savar melo chofnov, lav dafka. It's not dafka. It's just giving a general idea. It's not specific amount. Therefore, according to the Chachamim, if I brought a kezayis outside, I'd be chayiv. Because if I brought a kezayis inside, I would be pater. So the machlokus is only talking about the ketoros that's brought lefnai ulefnim on Yom Kippur. But when it came to the ketoros that's brought every day, Rabbi Lezer is moda. There's no shear mentioned in the Torah. Whatever you brought, if you brought a kezayis, which is a shear haktara, if you brought a kezayis outside, you'd be chayiv. Because if you brought a shear kezayis inside, you would be yotzei.
Why is the shear outside compared to the lefnim, not to the shear that you brought?
Say again?
Why is the shear outside, according to Rebbe Lezer, compared only to lefnim and not compared to the
ketoros
you bring on the outside of his bed?
No. Rebbe Lezer says, we're two different types of ketoros. If you bring the ketoros that's brought in the regular Kodesh, there the shear could be kezayis. So therefore, if you would bring a kezayis outside, you would be chayef, because that's the shear that would be yotzi you. Yotziu inside. When it comes to the Melo Chofnov of the Kohen Gadol, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Yom Kippur, there the shear is a Melo Chofnov, which I'm assuming is larger than the Kazayas. So if you brought a Kazayas outside, you wouldn't be Chayiv.
Yom Kippur if you brought that outside.
Yeah, Yom Kippur. Talking about the Yom Kippur one. If you brought that outside, you wouldn't be Chayiv, because you'd have to bring, in order to be Yotzi inside, it would have to be Melo Chofnov, because if you brought less than Melo Chofnov inside, you wouldn't be Yotzi.
You see, the Mishnah is saying that it means on Yom Kippur only?
That's the Ketoros. Yeah. That's what he's saying. That's what he's talking about. Yeah. Next one, we talk about Nisuch HaMayim in there, which is also on Yom Sukkah. So we're talking about the Ketoros Yom Kippur. So Amalei Abaye, says, wait a second. How can you say that the Chachamim hold that the Melo Chofnov on Yom Kippur is Lav Davka? When it comes to the Avodah of Yom Kippur, Haki Kasiv Nechukah Baktar Rifnim Hudiksiv. It says, V'haysa Lehem Zos Lechem L'chukas Olam. Chukah, when it comes, when it says Chukah in Baikachim over there, it means likuva. It has to be exactly this way. So if it has to be exactly this way, well then chukah means it has to be melo chofnov. So how can you tell me it's lav dafka? Right, Amar Le Abaye, va ki ksiva chukah baktar b'defnim hu d'ksiv. So it has to be exactly. And therefore, the you can't tell me that the chacham would allow you less than the melo chofnov to be yotze. So Gemara says, Ella Amar Le Abaye, so Abaye is now going to give another answer to explain the stira of Rabbi Lezer. So he's going to say, the haktaras bifnim, when it comes to the haktara on the inside, kule alma lo pligi, no one argues that you need a melo chofnov dafka. That's talking, you need a melo chofnov, you can't have any difference. If you're not yotzi the chov with less than a melo chofnov, you wouldn't be chayiv outside if you brought less than a melo chofnov. Ki pligi, where is their machlokas? Praktara b'chutz, on the daily ketores. Mar, the Tanakama savar, yalfinan, panim michutz. Umar savar, lo yalfinan. This is a little counterintuitive, so let's read Rashi. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 lines in the bottom. Mar savar, yalfinan, panim michutz. So if you marry the Tanakh, yalfinan, we learn, ketores shel panim, miktores shel heichal. Right? Mahaktores shel heichal. What's that? Bama. It should be shel heichal chayovim alav b'chutz. I don't know what that b'bama is over there. Mahaktores shel heichal. Weird, there's a different gear sign. Mag Torshal Hechal Chayovim Aleha Bechutz Bekazayis Af Haktarashal Befnim Chayov Aleha Bekazayis. So he says, it's interesting. He says, when everyone agrees, Kuli Amalo Pligi by Haktarash Befnim, that the Shir is Melo Chafnov is Dafka, and you're not going to be Yotzi the Chov less than that. Then Machlokas is whether you can learn out the chiyuv for bringing outside from the other ketores. The Tanakhama holds that since the chiyuv for bringing outside is a kezayis, so too, despite the fact that the regular shear of the Torah for the inside ketores is a molochafnav, nevertheless, you can learn it from the outside ketores, and therefore, if you only brought a kezayis outside, you would be chayuv, right? Mar savar, yalfinan panim michutz. Umar savar, lo yalfinan. And Rabbi Lezer says, no, there's a shear for the inside ketores, and there's a shear for the outside ketores. The shear for the inside ketores is a molochafnav, and therefore, if you brought inside, if the shear is a molochafnav, that implies inside and outside. Just because I would be chayev if I brought the outside ketores for a kezayis, doesn't mean I'd be chayev if I brought the inside ketores outside with a kezayis. I think that's what he's saying. Marsav v'finim bon mechutz, umarsav v'lozav v'lo yofim mechutz. Right, he says, "Haktara deheichal hu demechayv lo bechutz bekezayis, tabaduch dabahachi chashiva." Yeah, that's what he says. It's like Mar says, so Amar. If you're not learning, so I have two ketores. We have the inside ketores, the kodesh ketores, and the kodesh kedoshim ketores. Everyone agrees that the shear for the kodesh kedoshim ketores is a molochafna because it says chukah. The machlokas is now whether or not that shear means that that's what I'd be chayv for if I brought outside. Rabbanan say, no, that would be the shear b'chayiv for bringing that outside, because I'm going to learn what am I chayiv for bringing the Kodesh Kedoshim Ketores, whatever I'm chayiv for the Kodesh Ketores, which would be Kezayis. The letter says, no, I can't learn from the Kodesh Ketores to the Kachi Kachim Ketores. That's a Kezayis. This is Malachafnav. Abba Rabba. So Rabba says, Hashta chutz mi chutz bo yalfi Rabbanan panim mi chutz mi bayi. She says, I'm going to ask, so we're going to just do the question of Rabba, and then I guess we're going to leave the next answer for Rabba tomorrow. So Rabba's now going to docha Abaye, and he's going to answer it differently. He said, docha, he says, Abaye, how can it be? Hashto chutz mi chutz lo yalfim rabbanim, panim mi chutz mi bayi. I'm going to bring a case where they're telling me that rabbanim are learning the rules of the inner ketores from the other ketores. So he says, so you're learning chutz from bifnim. But there's another case where they don't even learn chutz mi chutz. So they're going to learn chutz mifnim? How would that be? So what's that? Umahi, detanya, learn a braisa. Yochol, you would have thought. Male pachos mikazayis komets. Pachos mikazayis emurim. V'hamanaches pachos mishloshelugim. Or pachos mishloshelugimayim, yechayev. Those are the shear. You would have thought if I were to bring less than those items, than that full amount, I would be chayev if I brought them outside. Talmud lomar, lasos. Al hashalem chayev. It's the full amount, not the lesser amount. Vaha pachos mishloshalugim de ispuhub chamazesim v'lo yafinu chutz michutz. Well, why? Just learn it out by the shloshalugim. So let's say I bring two lugim. How many kazesim are in two lugim? More than one. So just like I'm chayav a kazayis from the ketores outside, learn that to the other korbanos, to the other items. The other item says it has to be exact amount. Why? Make it a kazayas. Learn chutz mechutz. You see, he doesn't learn chutz mechutz. If he's not learning chutz mechutz, why would he learn? Why would he learn b'fnim from chutz? So Ella Amar Abaye. Rabba gives a different answer. This is how to answer the steer of Rabbi Lezer. Kigon dekav inu shnei chatzoi pras b'mana. Mar sav a kriyas mana milsehi umar sav a lav milsehi. What happens is that he takes together. Right, but what happened was he's supposed to take a pras of the Ketores, half of the pras in the morning, half the pras in the evening. What this guy does is he puts the entire pras together in the morning. So now, does that create the new shear for the morning, for the morning zrika of the Ketores? Right, so mar sava kvias mana milsehi, one man da amar, holds that even min a Torah, you're not supposed to be marking this amount in the morning, but now that you put it in the kli together, therefore it's considered milsa, and therefore if you only were marked your part of it, it would be puzzle. Meaning, I'm supposed to only do this amount in the morning, this amount in the afternoon. I put it all together in the one kli. Now I got to come to be makabir in the morning. What am I supposed to be makabir in the morning? So one says, Rabbi Lez is going to hold. You have to be makabir the entire thing because you put in the kli together. So therefore, if I did less, I wouldn't be yotzi inside. If I did less, I wouldn't be chayiv outside. The Chacham say, no, just because you put in the same kli together doesn't make it combined. You should separate it. So therefore, if I did the right shear inside, I would be yotzi. If I did that shear outside, I would be chayiv.
Only in the case that we actually combined it.
That's what we say in the Machlokas. We have a problem. We have a stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. In Rabbi Lezer, you have to answer the stira.
Yeah, when you read the Mishnah, does it imply that particular case?
Never has that. That's all. That's why we have Shas. That's why we have Shas. That's what it does. It has to answer those stiras. Okay, so we'll stop here, and then we'll pick up tomorrow.
Right. When is this?